Once we learn to connect with that dark energy within us, our darker desires to give freedom, these are really truly desires to be free and give freedom. War, as misplaced as that desire is, it is often genuinely an expression to bring freedom to people or to give freedom through killing people. Ravishment is a way of giving freedom to the heart of your lover by pinning her down and taking her. These impulses are alive in us. They are a part of our heritage. They are a part of the spectrum of freedom. To sit by while others are oppressed and not to fight for them. To allow your woman to be tense and closed down without taking her, opening her, and ravishing her heart hurts. And so we begin to feel our own weakness. We are unable to enter the world with strength. We are unable to enter our woman with strength because we've disconnected from our darker, authentic heart desires to bring freedom to ourselves and others. So it takes quite a bit of time for most men to reclaim their so-called dark side. That is, their darker desires to give love and freedom through their body, whether through their work, whether through martial arts, whether through their ravishment of their ladies, whether through their command and a heart authority. In addition, of course, to the way they earn a living, to the way they watch TV, to the way they have sex, to the way they meditate, all of these ways of seeking freedom, of enjoying freedom, are in the lighter side of the scale of the masculine search. What happens eventually through practice, as we've talked about before, is we grow through three stages. So in the first stage, we attempt to gain freedom through all of these means. We feel, if I make enough money, then I will be free. If I have sex enough or the right way or with the right partner, then I'll be free. If I meditate enough or the right way or if I get transmission from a teacher, then I'll be free. If I learn how to offer authentic heart command and authority, then I'll be free. So that is the first stage. In the second stage, we learn to cooperate with others. So we learn to diminish or withhold our real desires so we can fit into a kind of cooperative harmony with others. Somebody says, wow, I don't want you doing martial arts around here. And you say, okay, I hear you. I'll give you your space. And years of this kind of compromise often disconnects us from our darker desires. Now we're walking around, we're certainly not rapists, but we're also not ravishers. We're certainly not abusive, but we're also unable to offer our clear and strong heart command. So we've lost touch with the full strength of the search for freedom that is in our bodies, minds, and hearts. In the third stage, we re-own the entire spectrum of our search for freedom. And instead of seeking for freedom, we realize now that the entire spectrum from meditation to watching TV, having sex, earning a living, ravishing our partner, martial arts, that entire spectrum are ways of offering freedom, not gaining freedom for yourself. Meditation is a way of giving love to the world and others. Meditation is a way of being what is true, not seeking it. Sex is a way of giving that depth to your partner, not seeking it from the sexual occasion. Money is a way of offering your gift to the world. Money is a form of energy, and by working for money in a correct way, we increase the light of the world. War and martial arts could be ways of bringing love and light to the world, of increasing true freedom in the world, ravishing our love partner, offering authentic heart command and authority with our children and the people we love. All of those are ways of giving our gifts. So in the third stage, the entire spectrum of the masculine search for freedom, dark and light, becomes animated by the desire to give rather than seek. And when that happens, then it becomes incredibly important for men to re-own the darker aspects of their desire for freedom, to really allow them to feel, yeah, sometimes I really want to take my woman. I really want to open her. And she's resistant. And when she resists, I could feel that anger rise in me. Well, there's nothing wrong with that anger as long as that anger is completely connected to your heart. You are angry because you love her and she is self-imposing suffering on herself. She is tense. She's not breathing fully. She's unwilling to look you in your eyes or open with you. And so that makes you angry because you love her, because you can feel how deeply her heart yearns to flow with love. And there's a part of you that wants to give her that freedom to love, that wants to unlock her heart, unlock her body so she can relax and be with you. To allow yourself to live from that place, to offer your angry and even aggressive energy, but for the sake of love and from your deepest heart, and most importantly, not because you want anything from your woman, but simply because you love her exactly how she is, and love is motivating your impulse to open her, to serve her, to ravish her, to open the world, to open everyone, to open through money, to open through meditation. You offer your gifts through all of these means. Once you do connect with your darker aspects and you realize those are ways of giving love, giving freedom, then you will discover that the entire spectrum becomes filled with energy. In other words, if you can't ravish a woman and the world, you probably can't meditate. If you plateau in your meditations, you've probably also plateaued in your ravishment. The capacity to embrace everyone and everything is the same as your capacity to embrace yourself and your own limits. So in the meditative process, when you're feeling your own boundaries, your own limits, your own fears, are you able to muster the darkness, energy necessary to simply ravish your boundaries wide open, to jump, to leap, to wrestle, to fight, to relax, whatever one needs to do, to express love and freedom through meditation, not seek it. And so even your meditation, even the way you earn a living, watch TV or have sex, all of those activities are constrained by your constraints in your dark side. If you close down your ravishment capacities, if you inhibit your martial art desires, if you hold back your desire to really create freedom in your woman and your world, then you'll hold back throughout the whole spectrum. You will find that you're not able to earn a living in creative ways because you're unable to meet the almost constant, of course, demands and obstructions that the world and people put up in front of you. So if you want the strength to create love and light and freedom in the world and with your lover and in your own practice, then reconnect with your dark side, your aggressive desire to create freedom when aggression is necessary in the lovemaking of freedom.